Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Searching for the Waffle House gunman.
Ryan King at this moment is at large with two other weapons.
And praising a hero.
I didn't see any other way of living.
The royal baby watch is over.
It's a boy.
Remembering the Southwest Airlines victim.
Her currency was compassion.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Home Advisor.
Good morning, I'm Peter King. In Nashville, the manhunt is on for the gunman who shot and killed four people at a Waffle House restaurant yesterday.
Travis Ryan King's whereabouts are presently unknown. Searches are on by law enforcement throughout the area, including our federal partners.
Nashville police spokesman Don Aaron says law enforcement once took away Ryan King's guns after several red flags.
The guns were returned by Tazewell County authorities to Ryan King's father, who has now acknowledged giving them back to his son.
You don't normally hear this at a news conference, but the applause was for James Shaw Jr., the man who tackled and disarmed the gunman. CBS's Mark Strassman spoke with him.
When Ryan King stopped to reload his weapon, customer James Shaw Jr. bull rushed him and was injured wrestling it away.
I saw the barrel of the machine gun or assault rifle aimed down, and then I was like, I gotta go now. I said, it's either now or never, because if he reloads it, then it's gonna be real bad.
So what did you do?
I grabbed him and I grabbed the gun. I started hitting and punching and doing anything I could to get the gun ajar. Just kind of grabbed it from him and I lifted it real high and I just tossed it over the counter.
And what was everybody else doing?
Ducking, hiding for cover, and can't blame anybody for not helping me.
People are calling you a hero. You know you saved lives in there.
Right.
You don't see yourself as a hero?
No, I don't think I want to be a hero. I think I just want to be James, and James used what he had to free himself, and in the midst of freeing himself, he saved, you know, people.
In London, the baby watch is over for the royal family. Here's CBS's Vicky Barker.
The little prince was born late on this sunny London morning, weighing in at 8 pounds 7 ounces. Mother and baby are said to be doing well. Prince William was again present for the birth. Now all necks outside the hospital craning to see if and when William and Kate walk out the front door with their new son. Camilla Tominey of Britain's Daily Express.
The first person that might be in is Kate's hairdresser, because she'll get zhuzhed up to come out here and face the press with the baby.
The new arrival is fifth in line to the British throne behind 4-year-old Prince George and 2-year-old Princess Charlotte. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
President Trump hosts his French counterpart, Emmanuel Macron, for 2 days of meetings and a first for his presidency. CBS's Stephen Portnoy is at the White House.
When President Trump visited Paris last July, he took in the Bastille Day festivities and was treated to dinner at the Eiffel Tower. Today and tomorrow, Mr. Trump will return the favor. Tonight, Emmanuel Macron and his wife will dine with the Trumps at Mount Vernon, George Washington's Virginia estate along the Potomac. And tomorrow, the French president will be honored here at the White House with the first state dinner of the Trump presidency.
Mike Pompeo faces the Senate Foreign Relations Committee in a few hours, with his nomination for Secretary of State hanging in the balance. CIA director may not have enough votes for the committee to recommend his confirmation by the full Senate. The no votes include all Democrats and at least one Republican. In Albuquerque,
so many things we can't control.
A memorial service for 43-year-old Jennifer Reardon, the woman killed after an engine explosion aboard a Southwest flight last Tuesday. Her father, Peter Guerin.
We just didn't know the extent of the love that was here.
Southwest has been inspecting other 737s with similar engines. Some flights have been grounded while those planes are checked out. In Brussels, guilty verdicts and 20-year sentences for Salah Abdeslam and an accomplice connected to the Paris attacks that killed 130 people just over 3 years ago. They were charged with attempted murder for shooting at police after they were found in Belgium and tried to escape. CBS's Terry Schultz is there.
The Belgian judge didn't buy the defense's attempt to portray him as too stupid to be a key player in any terror plot. Abdeslam's attorney has literally called him dumb as an ashtray. The judge said Abdeslam was obviously heavily armed and ready to kill police. police officers, and that he was clearly supported by the terror cell active in Belgium at the time.
Big changes may or may not be apparent on the internet starting today. CBS News technology expert Larry Maggot.
This is the day when the network neutrality rules expire, which means that internet service providers are now free to essentially discriminate over the type of content that they transmit over their networks. Some people argue that it's not going to have any real impact on the internet, but others worry that it could lead to fast lanes and slow lanes for content providers.
CBS's Stephen Kaufman reports there's one aspect of the internet that's unlikely to change.
From gaming on the web to social media, it's hard to break free of the enticing nature of the internet. Dr. Kimberly Young, founder of the Center for Internet Addiction, feels it's quite dangerous to allow children at a very young age to be introduced to a screen. It can lead to problems later in life.
You see a lot of cognitive problems with young people. They're scanning and they're scrolling, but they're not reading books. They still don't know how to write at certain ages that they should because they're just so used to typing on a computer screen.
She says a lot of young men addicted to internet games can't even hold a job. Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
Chicago White Sox pitcher Danny Farquhar remains in critical but stable condition after he suffered a brain aneurysm and hemorrhage in the dugout on Friday night. Farquhar is 31. Over the weekend, we learned of the death of a longtime CBS News colleague. He anchored thousands of newscasts, including this one.
Good morning. This is Reed Collins with the CBS World News Roundup.
Reed Collins covered many big stories here from 1965 to 1985, none bigger than Apollo 11.
There he is. He's on the moon. Has he stepped with that left foot away? It's a little difficult to tell. He's done it.
It's one small step for man, one
Collins covered Mercury and then came to CBS and was our radio voice for space through the early shuttle years, setting the standard for future space reporters and journalists in general. Reed Collins was 88. Harry Potter fans are now lining up to buy Broadway tickets. More from CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
A grown-up Harry Potter made his debut on Broadway in The Cursed Child. Harry's 37 in the play, going through a magical midlife crisis. The reviews? Magical too. Creator J.K. Rowling.
It's the ultimate, really, to us Broadway. British people. Broadway is obviously quite an iconic place, so yeah, it's quite extraordinary.
The play's been a sold-out hit in London since it opened 2 years ago. It's a two-parter for a total of 5 hours of stage time. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News, New York.
As part of a criminal investigation, police in Largo, Florida have tried to use a dead man's finger to try to unlock his smartphone. It didn't work. Attorneys say the move is legal, but possibly inappropriate. And that's the World News Roundup for Monday, April 23rd, 2018. I'm Peter King, CBS News.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.